I wanted to talk to you today about the four bows. Many of you have heard it, but some of you have not heard about the four bows. This is something that I've taught about many, many times. It was originally from an article in a publication called Nicodemus, which has not been published now for, I don't know, maybe 20 years. Nicodemus became Orthodox America, and that hasn't been published for many years. But this article was the teaching of a bishop who would teach children how to pray. And it is applicable to us. And the reason it is applicable to us is because if we are honest with ourselves, we would know that we often do not pray as we should, and we often allow things to get in the way of prayer. Whether it be oversleeping, or something we have to do before we go to work, or laziness, or just the hustle of the day. We don't say our morning prayers at all, or we don't say them completely, or we don't say them with attention. And generally, if you don't pray in the morning, the day doesn't go as well as it could. So, this is something that applies to all of us because it is something simple. It takes less than a minute. It doesn't take a book. It just takes a little bit of time and focus. So this is the four bows. When you get up in the morning before anything else, before you brush your teeth, before you get a drink of water, you get up and go to your icon corner. And you should have an icon corner or an icon or two in your bedroom. And you stand before these icons or before a cross on the wall. And you do four bows or proclans. And each one of them is for a particular prayer. The first one is, Lord Jesus Christ, Son of God, have mercy on me, a sinner. And a proclan is where you make the sign of the cross, and then you bow deeply to the ground. You could also do a prostration, where you make the sign of the cross, and then you prostrate to the ground and come back up. Either one is acceptable. To be honest with you, right when I get up in the morning, the prostration is extremely difficult because I'm really stiff. Perhaps some of you are as well. But you can certainly manage a proclan or a bow. So the first one, to the Lord Jesus Christ. The second one, Most Holy Theotokos, save us. The third one is to your patron saint, O Holy Saint Seraphim, pray to God for me. And then, to your guardian angel. O holy angel of God, my guardian, pray unto God for me. Making a proclan. Now, it's perfect then if you just begin your prayers. But, you know, things as they are, you might have things to do, you might have to wake up the kids or whatever. But at least, if you do not go back to your prayers in the morning, you have at least begun the day giving your first fruits to God. This is very, very important. So there is a handout about the four bows. It's been on our website for many, many years. So I would like you to take it and institute this into your daily rule. In the morning, when you get up, do four bows. Now, you could, if you're really zealous, do 15 bows because you have many, many favorite saints that you want to pray to. Or you want to maybe do a prostration or a bow for each person in your family or, for the entire House of Representatives or something. I would not recommend this because sometimes less is more, okay? Let this be your small rule for the beginning, okay? And then if you pray more later, that is good. In fact, you should pray more later. But if your day takes on a life of its own, as our days often do, then at least you will have offered prayer to God in the beginning. So let it be just four bows, and then if you say your morning rule, fine. But if you make it into 10 bows or 12 bows or 50 bows, there will be many days when you think, oh, I just can't do 50 bows, and you won't do it at all. But you can do four bows. It really doesn't take long at all. 30 seconds maybe? So please, begin saying the four bows when you get up in the morning. This is perfect for children. Children love it. And they love things that involve motion and activity. And this is perfect. so that when your children get up, you say, let's do the four bows together. Hopefully you've already done them, but then you do them again with them. And this teaches your children to give the first part of their day, the best part of their day, to God. Very, very important. So may God help you to do the four bows every day.